there is a different style now that is required in order to live well in the times that you are in. And you have just been talking about the major aspect of it. It is the thing that stops the warring and stops the judging and stops the trying to overcome something that is not to be overcome. And when we are looking at these times, and when we are looking at ourselves in these times, we want to notice the places where we may have some challenges in doing that. But we need to get over the fear of being at one with the world around us and with the people in the world around us. This idea that you are going to be served by being particular about who you approve of who you do not approve of, it is time for that idea to die, because that only makes war. It does not make peace, and there is no healing in it. It is, of course, you must not be in judgment of yourself, because that is the patriarchal view of what it is to be in a society. Who is on top? Who is on bottom? Who is to be considered? Who is to be ignored? And it is this particular fallacy that has been visited on all of you. And the brave spiritual thing of this time is to learn to move past that. That is not a costly thing, because it is not something that you are doing in the way that you think about it. It does not mean that you give money to every beggar that you see, but it means that you acknowledge in your own energy that both you and the beggar are in the human condition. And what we are talking about is an expansion of consciousness. And it is not costly, and it is incredibly rich to be able to do this, even in a brief space, in a brief period of time. And the world you're in now is needing this perhaps more than it ever has. So when you are looking at your day-to-day walk, look at the simple power that you can exercise by knowing the we-ness of every other person that you see. If you practice it, it will expand your spirit in ways that you will find surprising. And with the expansion of your spirit, there is the expansion of power in a way you may not have known it before. So we sincerely hope that you will turn your attention to this. We are going to call it a lesson, but it is more like a movement, that you turn your attention to this movement, because this is the one that we are going to use to heal the planet, and it is the only one that will. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body. Let it wash your root free of creating in the old way and open it to creating in the expanded way. And send that energy to your second center, to your solar plexus, to your heart, your throat, your third eye, and the opening of the crown. And feel that energy moving up through your body and out through your crown, leaving a clear space for you to let your own energy rise, move out through your crown into the night sky. Feel the freedom of the night sky and know and honor your own light above and with all of the lights of the universe. Feel the interconnectedness of all the lights of the universe and know that with a full and open heart, these connections can happen and make everything better than it has been. Now see that a path opens for you and you go through gates and step onto your path. The air is full of spiritual intelligence, and every atom of the air is full of the thing that you need, the thing that fills you, the thing that makes you whole. And as your path takes you up without effort, be willing to leave behind all the heaviness of the earth and all of the things that foster the illusion that you are an other when we are one with each other. Take this time and find your teacher. Spend this time with your teacher. when you've spoken with your teacher, allow your teacher to give you a gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be here with you and receive the teacher's blessing. Now come back down the path and breathe in everything that has been created here for you. Breathe it in, fill with it. And spend some time in the sky if you wish to do so, knowing that you are free and safe and abounding with life. Come back down your path and come into the room. And as a service, find a gift, a message for each of those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.